All right, on this Tuesday morning, boy, for the last couple of months, so many of us have had to transition what we do at work to working remotely, doing it on our laptops at home, and, you know, with mixed results. I think most of us are adapting and learning how to do it. What about starting a new job, or better yet, an internship under these conditions? Joining us right now is the U.S. Talent Acquisition and Onboarding Lead for Ford Automotive, Lena Allison. Lena, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate you joining us. So your job essentially is to usher all the interns in, hundreds of them every summer, right?
Yeah, you got it. We have 630 interns starting in just a couple weeks.
And they are starting. You didn't scrap the program. You said now more than ever we need these young people to come in and learn the automotive trade.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Paul. First and foremost, we're thinking about the students. These are tough times for everyone, right? Students worked so hard to reach this point, finishing out their year, keeping up their grades, worrying about the safety of their own safety and those of their families. And so health and safety is top of mind for Ford as well. So we wanted to honor the commitment we made to provide them with a meaningful career development opportunity and quickly determined, hey, if we can adapt so quickly, as you mentioned, to a virtual environment, so could they.
So this has got to be a huge undertaking, though. You don't do this quickly and easily. How did you go about figuring out how to do this virtually?
Yeah, we really had to do this very quickly and transform the way we do business. The internship, we designed the virtual internship program so that the interns will get a sense of the Ford culture, they'll build connections with other interns and team members, and gain a valuable professional experience. Part of that is using our digital tools that are all at our disposal. So we're encompassing all our digital tools to allow them to collaborate and learn from one another and also do some fun things like video challenges and trivia contests, as well as their own personal projects they have with their supervisor.
It's probably a good idea because this way of working remotely is going to be with us in some form or fashion, I think, for a long time to come, isn't it?
Yeah, we believe that we've all adapted, and I think this has really opened our minds to how we can work differently in the future. And regardless whether, you know, whenever we come back, we know that we will all be working a little bit differently from now on.
Yeah, absolutely. But these students are going to be learning how to work virtually. They're going to be learning about the automotive industry. And like you said, they're still going to be under the supervision of those that they're interning with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They'll all have their projects, they'll all have objectives, and they'll have to present what they've learned at the end of their internship, just like they would if they were in person. So the only difference is all their collaboration is virtual and digital. And we know, as I look at my 19-year-old who's doing online learning through her university, is that they adapt very quickly and are able to collaborate. And so we know we can meet them where they are at to give them a really positive experience at Ford.
Well, Lena, it's got to be a huge relief to these students, too, who I'm sure with so much in limbo a month or so ago probably wondered what was going to happen to their Ford internship, too.
Exactly right. And we've got a lot of thank yous when we sent them the communications that we will honor this commitment, they will get to work for Ford and have a great experience and get paid, right? And so
yay,
they have something to look forward to this summer.
Good for them. Fantastic stuff. Lena, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. I enjoy talking.
Take care.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That is Lena Allison.